ADHD in adults. Mega Doctor News. Key POINTS ADHD symptoms start in childhood and can continue into adulthood, but they may look different in adults. Just as ADHD symptoms and the way they impact daily living may change across the lifetime, needs for support and treatment may differ for adults and children. CDC collects data on ADHD in adults and works with partners to improve the lives of people with ADHD. Overview. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that develops during childhood and often lasts into adulthood. While ADHD is often thought of as a childhood disorder, some adults may have ADHD but have never been diagnosed. This page provides information on what ADHD may look like in adulthood, how an ADHD diagnosis is made and what treatments are available, and additional resources to help individuals find services and support in their community. Symptoms of ADHD in adults. ADHD symptoms can change over time and may look different at older ages. Hyperactivity, for example, may decrease or may appear as extreme restlessness. Symptoms may also become more severe when the demands of adulthood increase. The symptoms can cause difficulty at work, at home, or with relationships. Adults with ADHD can struggle with managing their attention, completing lengthy tasks in less interesting, staying organized, controlling their behavior. Hyperactive symptoms, such as feeling internally restless and fidgety, especially in times when stress and demands are high. ADHD can cause difficulty with daily tasks, social relationships, consistency in healthy behaviors such as exercise, proper nutrition, and good sleep, avoiding health risks such as substance use, infections, and injuries. Diagnosis and treatment. ADHD symptoms can be severe and can cause difficulties with daily life. Without the right treatment and support, ADHD may seriously impact one's health and well-being. Diagnosis. Diagnosing ADHD usually includes a checklist for rating ADHD symptoms and looking at the person's history of behavior and experiences. The provider will determine if ADHD symptoms were present before age 12 years and may ask for permission to gather information from friends and family. A medical and psychological exam may be needed to rule out other health problems that can cause symptoms like ADHD or that are often present with ADHD, such as anxiety, depression, sleep problems, alcohol or substance misuse, or learning disabilities. Treatment. ADHD can often be managed with the right treatment. There are many treatment options, such as medication and therapy, and what works best can depend on the person and their environment. Treatment for ADHD can include medication, most commonly stimulant medication, as well as therapy and other behavioral treatments, or a combination of methods. What works best depends on the person and their family. Effective treatment plans will include close monitoring, follow-ups, and making changes, if needed, along the way. The American Professional Society for ADHD and Related Disorders, APSARD, is currently working to create U.S. guidelines for adults with ADHD. Information source, CDC.